Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day on this 8th day of June. So grateful that you're here today, and I am reading to you from Psalm 77 in the Christian Standard Bible, which is also known as the CSB, and this is what it says. I cry aloud to God, and He will hear me. I sought the Lord in my day of trouble. My hands were continually lifted up all night long. I refuse to be comforted. I think of God. I groan. I meditate. My spirit becomes weak. You have kept me from closing my eyes. I am troubled and cannot speak. I consider days of old, years of long past. At night, I remember my music. I meditate in my heart and my spirit ponders. Will the Lord reject forever and never again show favor? Has His faithful love ceased forever? Is His promise at an end for all generations? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger withheld His compassion? So I say, I am grieved that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I will remember the Lord's works. Yes, I will remember your ancient wonders. I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. God, your way is holy. What God is great like God? You are the God who works wonders. You revealed your strength among the peoples. With power, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, God. The water saw you. It trembled. Even the depths shook. The clouds poured down water. The storm clouds thundered. Your arrows flashed back and forth. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Lightning lit up the world. The earth shook and quaked. Your way went through the sea, and your path through the vast water, but your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I see this as a reference of walking through the Red Sea on dry ground, and I think about what that must have looked like and what that must have felt like, and just the sheer power of you being able to hold back a mighty, mighty sea. And Lord, there's many of those listening today who feel like they're drowning in a sea, and they need to know that you are the God who holds back the mighty waters. Perhaps they're questioning, perhaps they're saying, where are you, God? I feel like you've forgotten me. And Lord, I know I've been in those places many times before. And I just thank you so much that in the Psalms, the psalmists are very honest and they say things and they get away with it. They be able to say, where are you, God? What have you done? Why aren't you here? I am, you know, up all night. I've got insomnia. I can't even close my eyes. And Lord, as one who is an insomniac, I really related to this psalm. So I'm just going to pray right now for the insomniacs listening. Lord, that tonight would be a night of sleep. You would grant to us your presence as we sleep, that you would restore us as we sleep, that you would provide REM sleep to those who don't get it. And Lord, I know that battle, and it's just a long one, and one that I've been walking for decades now, and so I have deep I don't have deep comfort. I have deep empathy for those who battle that as well. Lord, help us to remember your works and your ancient wonders. Help us to reflect and look back on all that you have done. Help us, as the psalmist has done, to meditate on your actions. Lord, your way is holy. There is no other God like you. You do work wonders, and you will reveal your strength. And Lord, right now I pray you'd reveal your strength to me. I'm not feeling well today, and so I need your strength. And I pray you'd reveal your strength to the person listening, especially in their weakness, Lord, where they feel like they can't go on or they can't wrangle another toddler. Maybe they're with their kids right now, or maybe they feel like they can't pray another prayer. They're just spiritually exhausted, Lord. Or maybe it's just they are worn out from a relationship that has gone sour, and they just feel like they can't love another ounce. Lord, just be with them. be their strength. Be their strength in their weakness. And that's where you really shine, Lord. You don't want to be the strength in our strength. You want to be the strength in our weakness. And so our weakness is your entryway into experiencing your strength. And so, Lord, we lay it down. We lay down our burdens. We lay down our stress. We lay down our fears. We lay down our money problems. We lay down our health. We lay down our relationships. And we ask for you to be in the midst of all of those concerns. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I pray today is a day that you hear the voice of God in a new way and that you are deeply encouraged that He sees you, He watches over you, and He sings over you with delight. You are delighted in. Rest in that today.